Psalm 33, 8 and 9. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The power of our God is beautifully described in this passage. He took no effort in creating the world, merely speaking a word to make it appear. His words not only spoke the world into being, but also hold it together, in spite of sin's curse. Why do we so often think ourselves more capable of working out the problems of life? Our greatest wisdom is folly, and our mightiest efforts are feeble by comparison. These verses present a contrast between his greatness and our frailty. When seen properly, they succeed in increasing the love and reverence we have for him. Words like fear and awe in this passage reveal the perspective we ought to have, understanding his power and authority. He deserves the profound respect and reverence of every person on earth. Let us be thankful for such a mighty God, one with whom we can have a personal relationship through Christ. Psalm 33, 8 and 9. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.